The Ashland School District may not have any more problems with race relations than other schools, but Superintendent Ken Kaczynski says they've set a goal to bring down walls that create cliques and exclude students.
Their feelings of being outside, not being welcomed, issues that take place within the school district. And when it's brought to our attention, our job is to advocate for all children, improve our instructional programs as best we can. And we looked at it and said, how can we change the situation?
So Ashland hired the Anti-Defamation League's World of Difference Institute. The Institute's Karen Williams says they're also holding training in the Green Bay School District and at St. Norbert College, while other districts in the state are using similar programs. Williams says it's a common problem because people don't realize their own biases.
That they don't always see the full person, and that there are some individuals in the community that maybe we don't pay attention to their voices, we can't hear their voices, or they're not encouraged to use their voices.
Getting people to realize that is a big first step, says Williams. They point out that common schoolyard behavior like name-calling can lead to violence.
You soon discover that everyone has had the experience of being called a name, being bullied, and unfortunately, they've also called people names and bullied others. And so it's something that we unfortunately all commonly carry with us.
Williams says confronting this makes people realize the pain they can cause each other. That's part of Superintendent Kaczynski's goal, end isolation.
People will be, I guess for lack of a better term, happier about being in school and what's taking place, feel more welcome, more involved, more engaged. And once we have those situations taking place, we'll have students who will perform at a higher level within the school district. And that's what our business is about, is student performance, student achievement.
Kaczynski says putting a stop to isolation will at least get more kids involved in school and at the most avoid random acts of violence like the Columbine shootings. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.